True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I'm missing something here. I never heard this one before.
Me neither.
What's the deal with Detroit post-coy? I know what
Russell
that is.
Wilson.
Yeah, right. This was from a long time ago.
When
he was re-signing with Seattle.
Yes.
Wow. And if the question, you know, was he going to re-sign? And then he announced it in bed with Sierra.
Okay.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Right. Like he couldn't get up and go to his office.
Like you could just wait to do it in the morning, maybe?
Right, like, hey, hold on. Hold that thought, baby. Hold that thought. Keep it warm. I got to make this thing real quick.
I got a question for you, Rico, because you are Mr. College Sports. There's a player who announced, I think, yesterday that he's entering the portal. And he's a really good player, played at Memphis, P.J. Haggerty. So I'm sitting there in my little, he'd be really good for the Spartans, maybe. You know, really good player. I know they signed two guys, but he was the AAC Player of the Year. His conference.
He's the leading scorer in the nation.
21.7 points per game, playing for Penny. According to Jeff Goodman, Memphis star transfer P.J. Haggerty is asking for $4 million plus and to primarily play point guard. I'm sure there are teams out there somebody going to really pay him $4 million? Is he that good? He's good, is he that good?
He's good, and maybe this is where you may want to see like an Alabama or an Auburn, you know, a team like that who just wants to reload and they need that one player to get them over the top. He could go to St. John's. I mean, they had R.J. Lewis, but he didn't play for the final 13 minutes of the game.
So
he's sitting on the bench. He was probably motioning to his agent like, yeah, get me the heck up out of here. So maybe you go there where, you know, Patino has a blank check. He ain't going to MSU.
I know.
I think from what I gather, R.J. Lewis had interest in MSU, but the asking price was just way too high. And they were like, thanks, son. I just had this conversation with Evan. The different ways of going into the portal, because I said the best way to go into the portal, because, you know, Mike would always be like, well, how come State's not doing anything? We're a poverty program. Like, or you find a player that fits and you just get that player that can help you win rather than going after the big ticket price. That's one with the sticker shock. Stoney, I don't think – you're probably going to see an SEC school who just says, F it, we'll pay the money because we need to get back. That's in like an Auburn, Alabama type thing. I don't even think Kentucky's paying that price.
Let me ask you a question because you're the perfect person for this. And don't take this the wrong way because you are a huge Michigan State Spartan. You are a huge, huge fan.
I thought it was.
Okay. But so if you had unlimited funds, would it mean that much to you that you would give up that much money to have your program get one of these players. Because I don't understand what's in it for all the,
you know what it is?
The individual broke. Do you feel that good?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Because here's what happens. I swear to God, were you listening to Evan and I during the break?
No,
because we had this conversation.
No.
You win the offseason. You win the offseason. Hey, we got this thing. You saw it for years with Michigan football.
Right, I know.
Look at our recruiting class. Right. What happened? Don't worry about that. We won the summer championship. You win the offseason? No. I'm not. I would say, God, you know, if I had unlimited resources, I would tell Jonathan Smith, or I probably would spend more on football because I'm like, you need some NFL players here.
Right. I give money to a collective, but I'm not.
Or like in football, I may be more likely to do it because if you get an offensive tackle or defensive end or that quarterback, you can win.
But the question I have, though, is does it mean that much to that person that it's worth that money, that even if, forgetting about the offseason, that it works?
Yes.
I mean, I guess, does it mean that much to you that it's worth that money?
I guess it depends on where you're at in life.
Like, yeah.
Look at Mike Ilitch. When it came close to the end, I'll pay whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see this before I go. I think Phil Knight is there right now with Oregon. Blank check, guys. Bring whoever you want in here. I want to see a title before I die.
Right.
I wouldn't do that. I mean, I'll help you. But here's the thing. You only get a couple times to play the whole we really need this guy card.
Right.
Because if you come to me, Stoney, and you're the head coach, and you'd say, I need David Hatchetman Hull. He's got to be our point guard. He's got to be our quarterback. And he stinks? Guess what happens next time you try to sell me on Kenny?
Right.
No, I'm not giving you the money because I gave it all to him and you didn't do your job and you didn't develop him. So that's why I think a lot. And it's donor fatigue.
Right.
It's the one thing that nobody talks about, but there is this thing called donor fatigue where they're like, stop calling me. I'm not giving you any money.
I just wonder what it gets the individual who gives that much money. Forgetting, okay.
Oh, you get the status. You built the team. You pay for the team. Okay. You got full, probably, you know, access like nobody else.
I get it. Because, you know, I know somebody who's a huge donor at Michigan. And when they, forgetting about, you know, Stallion stuff, they win a championship. Does it mean more to him that he gave, you know, so many millions of dollars as opposed to just the regular fan?
No, it does. No, because you're invested. Okay. You literally are, literally and figuratively, you're invested in this team. You put the money in the team and you help the team to win.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does mean something to you. Not the same, Stoney, but it's probably the same feeling you had watching your daughters graduate. You didn't take the test.
No.
You didn't study. But you invested in them.
That's true.
And when they walked across that stage, you felt a lot prouder than anybody else in your family because that was your investment. You and your wife took the time with them. Same, I think, with the donors.
That's a good point. Now, David, okay, big Michigan fan. If you had unlimited funds and you said, you know what, this kid from Belleville is really good. He might be going to LSU, but I can swim to Michigan. I'm going to write a check. Would it mean that much to you to do it?
Yes, it would.
Okay.
Yes, it would, because I'm trying to make my team better. I'm trying to make my school better. That's what it would be to me. You have to try.
See,
you're not always going to be right. I don't know if Bryce Underwood's going to be good or great.
No,
but you got to try.
But David, that's it. If I was Michigan, I would have let LSU been the test mark.
No way.
Hold on. Go to LSU.
No.
And if you ball out, I'll pay you whatever you want.
And then who's our quarterback this year?
You got Jaden Davis.
Yeah, I don't think he's that great though. So no,
who
you got to try.
Last year that was great.
You got exactly. So you can't go into another year like that. So you got to try big.
But, hey, have you seen the trophy in Schembechler Hall?
You have to try big. You cannot be afraid that it's not going to work.
Okay, you can't be afraid, but I don't think you can be stupid either. And
I don't think getting Underwood was stupid though.
No, paying him that much money.
No,
and you haven't seen him play.
It is what it is. That's today's
Rashada.
Sport. That's today's college sports.
Okay,
you got to try.
I'd rather see you go someplace. Because if I'm Michigan, what I would have done.
Okay, so he does that. So he goes to LSU. He plays big.
You could have.
He's not coming to Michigan.
You could have took Nico for this
year. He's not coming to Michigan after that.
Why not?
He's going somewhere else if he's going to go anywhere.
He could come home and you're going to say, I'll pay you whatever. Basically, what you
just. I'm just saying.
No, David, basically what you just did. We'll pay you more than anybody else.
That's great.
Come on home.
And Michigan probably could do that because they're Michigan, right. But not every school can do that.
We're not talking about every school. You know, you don't put the money into Michigan.
Right.
Let's be real.
I would put the money into Michigan, right. Yes.
So, yeah, I would let him go there. And then if he balls out, yep, I'm bringing you here. Because let's face it.
So then you're never going to have a roster if you just wait on a player to go somewhere else and then come to you.
David.
Not for that. You still have a roster. You're not paying that much money, though.
Right now, what Arch Manning is the exception. Most of your quarterbacks ain't with their original teams. Let's face it.
You know, you're exactly right.
You know,
look
what
at every
do?
Quarterback from this year's draft. I don't think they stay to their original school.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you be the farm team, and then I'll poach your player and bring him here. That's what I would do.
You're right. Every quarterback, even the kid from Louisville, he didn't start out of Louisville, did he?
Mm-mm. No, I thought it was with Purdue, wasn't he?
Wait, Milroe?
No.
Shaw?
No. Milroe started Alabama, right?
Yeah,
that's the only one. Then.
The one from Louisville.
Yeah, Tyler Shaw.
I think he was at Purdue. With Brom, and then Brom went to Louisville, right. Because Ward started out at Incarnate Ward and then Washington State.
Right. So
and Shador was Jackson State.
And that's why I understand what you're saying, David, but me... No quarterback starts off that team. It's a tough position to play. So I'd rather see if you can handle a position and throw all the cash your way if you can, rather than be the one who pays them because, you know, history is saying he won't be your guy in the next couple of years. He's going someplace else.
Yeah, P.J. Haggerty asking $4 million to play basketball.
Yeah, good luck. You can ask for everything.
Exactly. 97 won the 248-539-9797. Valenti Show with Rico. Stoney here in for Mike, who will be back on Monday. We got Tiger baseball coming up at 6:15. Tigers and the Royals. They will play tomorrow afternoon as well. And then tomorrow at 6 o'clock, yes, NBA playoffs with a local team playing. Sounds bizarre. Pistons, Knicks, game one right here on a 97-1 the ticket.
Yeah, what sounds more bizarre, that or it's 80 degrees out right now?
80?
80. Yeah.
Wow.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let that go hit some golf balls or do something. I don't know.
That's what Rieger's doing. You know, he
well, that's okay. He's allowed. That's right. He's got no show tonight.
No.
Because we got the big finish.
The big finish. We're here for an extra 10 minutes.
That's right.
All right.
All right, Mr. Beard, I'm going to call you Dr. Beard for this because you are going to do a temperature check on Lion fans.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
A wellness check.
Mm-hmm.
Stoney, Lions fans is just, they've been so quiet. During the season, I don't think anybody was more prouder of this team. We would have full phone lines if you said Detroit Lions, Goff, Holmes, Dan Campbell, whatever, trick plays. But after the loss to Washington, Lions fans just kind of went, I don't know where they've gone, into hiding or what. I haven't heard from them. We try to do topics, and it's meh. First couple weeks, I get it. It's a little disappointing. Went 15-2. You weren't expected. I mean, when you got people on this radio station calling for the double-digit disco and all of that.
You and PL, I know when you guys were talking with free agency, the phone lines were pretty packed because people wanted the Lions to do more than they actually did. And now we have the draft.
Right.
And usually in the past, when you had the Lions draft, it was people were
anticipation. Right.
Well, because it was their Super Bowl. Now, because the team is good.
See, but here's the thing. Kenny brought that up. Except for last year, Lions fans were still engaged, like draft pick and what you wanted. This year,
I think part of last year was the fact that the draft was here. I think that had a lot to do with it. Your other teams were not in the playoffs. Not that we're getting a lot of Pistons buzz, but and I think people are just, for the Lions, because they're picking where they're picking, they're just willing to just say, all right, let's.
Stoney, we have more juice for WrestleMania, and that ain't even a real sport.
I know. Well, because it's only once a year.
248-539-9797. Lions fans, are you still dwelling, are you still upset over the final results of your season where you hit the highest of highs at 15-2, number one overall seed, only to lose the first game of the playoffs? Or is it what Stoney and Kenny said, the draft doesn't mean that much as it used to?
Correct.
Because you have bigger fish to fry. I would like to know, 248-539-9797, because I do think it's still a hangover from the Commanders.
It was all we had. It was all Lions fans had was the draft.
The draft used to be the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl.
Correct. And I think, I think there's a little bit of accuracy to what you said. People are just, they were fatigued a little bit.
Now, I think it's not fatigued. I think it was more of a, man, you went out there and you were getting high off your own supply. We're the best team ever. Look at this team. Look, we lost our best defensive player and we still winning games. We're going to the expectation was the Super Bowl, and you didn't come anywhere near the Super Bowl. And I think that humbled you. That humbled you so much so, you got nothing to say anymore.
Maybe the fan base is kind of like Red Wing fans used to be a decade ago, where it's like, all right, just wait till March. Wait till the playoffs. Wake me up in the playoffs.
So we've reached that point now?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Because we saw what happened where we had a great regular season, spectacular regular season, despite the things like you talked about with the injuries, and they lose to the Commanders. And it's like, okay. Wake me up with the playoffs, son, that's all that counts.
It was like the first couple of weeks, I'm like, all right, I get it. You know, you're a little angry, but and David, am I wrong, or have you seen what I've saw?
Yeah, I have seen what you saw. They are very quiet. They are very silent. Yes, last year, yes, the draft was here. So that was part of the excitement and everything. Coming off an NFC title game, But I do think that some fans are just
bro, if we didn't
sad.
Say, David, if we didn't say the Lions were going to win by 10 points, oh, you guys, but are you kidding me? You just team now? They don't want to talk about it.
Oh, people wanted to kick me out of the country because I said they might be 11. They're going to be 11-6. So right. I was wrong.
Yeah, that was they're crazy. They were upset about that.
Oh my God!
And now you try to talk Lions, and it's just, I just like, is this just the? Is it because you went 15-2 and you crashed and burned, or you guys could be right, Stoney? The draft doesn't mean as much to you anymore, and it's you know, call me in January, and then I'll care about this team.
And the other thing is, there's no guy out there, especially where they're going to pick, that you're sitting there and you're salivating for.
See, but there was juice last, and I know the draft was in Detroit, but fans were all in on this team because all I heard was we were 30 minutes away from a Super Bowl,
drop
and
pass.
They were fired up.
Yeah,
this year. You were 15-2, number one overall seed, and you lost it.
Let me read this text, because I wonder if he's the only one that's going to express this, or will others? From Keith. I'm still pissed off about what happened against Washington. We were not ready for that game, and I'm not ready to talk about anything Lions because of it. I wonder if there's more like that.
I think Keith is kind of where everybody is. I don't think that fans have gotten over that game yet. And I think that by the time September rolls around, Stoney, they'll be ready because, okay, new season. But for right now, all that bragging that you did, all that traveling that you did, all the money that you spent was for nothing.
I don't think it's that as much as, okay, we lost both coordinators. We didn't make a splash in free agency.
Well, one coordinator, you know, was a traitor in any way, and he wasn't no good.
That's a minority of people that he was no good. But, you know, the offseason hasn't been something right now leading up to the draft where you're really that excited right now. Like, let's say hypothetically that they got Trey Hendrickson or something. I think people's expectations for the draft would be a lot higher.
I think
going into the season.
See, I would think you went 15-2 and you got Aiden coming back.
I know.
248-539-9797. We'll get your phone calls. We'll get your ticket texts next.
539-9797. A little wellness check on Lion fans. Sir, because Rico doesn't think and David doesn't think, and I agree, there's not as much buzz right now as we're less than a week away from the draft. In fact, we're a week away from, you know, round two and round three from Green Bay. And I think there's a variety of reasons. I'm not so sure the loss to Washington is one of them. These guys obviously feel differently. Let's hear what you have to say at 248-539-9797 on this. You said it was 80 degrees outside?
Yeah, according to my phone, it's 80.
Wow. Matt, excuse me. Phil, what's up?
Hi, guys. How we doing?
Hey. Good.
So I was thinking about it over the commercial break, and I think the reason, at least for me, is twofold. Number one, what happened 2 years ago when we lost to San Francisco, in my eyes, that was an unexpected, pleasant surprise that we got that far and we were in that position. But last year, when we lost to Washington, we expected to be in the position that we were, but with an unfortunate outcome. So that's still lingering. And number two, I think, at least for myself, we are so far back in the draft line that it's hard to pinpoint who exactly we might get. There's so many picks ahead of us, and anything can happen.
Yeah, but Phil, weren't you in pretty much the same spot last year in the draft?
Well, that is true, but that's where I'm saying my first point comes in about we were all excited because we thought what could be for this next year, which was last year, and we achieved the success that we wanted to, but we didn't get as far in the playoffs. I'm extremely interested as to who they're going to pick. In the draft, but it's hard to pinpoint who they're going to get.
It is difficult to figure it out. No doubt about it when you're picking that high. But yeah, look, it's human nature. You were so disappointed in both years. But yeah, the anticipation for last year's season was at an all-time high. Now, because of the loss, maybe, and the loss of some people, coaches.
Sonny, last year you got everything you wanted. Everything. Yeah. The road to the Super Bowl was going through Detroit. Yeah. You didn't have to worry about the NFC Championship game. You were going to have your fans who sold out, not just here, but you were traveling all across the country following this team. And then came the Commanders.
Yep. Let me read this ticket text because, yes, they are telling us what they're feeling. Rico, I checked out with the Lions after the Washington loss. Goff's performance was horrible. Wish they didn't give him the money and the years. Someone else says it's a combination of picking late, first round, and the Tigers Pistons being good again.
Okay. You know what? Fair. Fair. Because it used to be Lions. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Lions, we would have 11, 12 Lions all lit up. As soon as one person got off, the next person was calling, taking that spot. Now, I don't want to talk about it. That's what it really feels like. Hey, what about the Lions? I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I'm not ready. I am not ready right now. Talk about something else. We'll talk about the Pistons. We'll talk about wrestling. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. I don't want to talk about the Lions.
Matt and Flint, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you going? How's it going today?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, the guy previous kind of stole a little bit of my thunder. The year before, it was kind of a year of no one expected us to make the NFC Championship, so we were on a roller coaster ride. Into the draft, it continued, and it was in Detroit, so there's a lot of hype continuing into our 15-2 number one seed. And then we got kicked in the teeth by Washington, and my friends and I, we all, re-upped on all of our Lions attire and stuff, but none of us even mention it now because we're not over it. So I think that's kind of why we're not seeing any hype for this draft, is because it killed all of our momentum.
A little bit of a hangover still?
Yeah, and Dan Campbell's words after that loss in San Francisco, we may never get this opportunity again. I think about that quote probably once a week when I think of the team. It hits. And, we had it made in the shade and worst half of football ever.
Did it feel like last year was a waste? You did all of that for nothing?
Yeah, so it definitely killed the momentum.
Yes, it absolutely feels that way, Rico.
Kenny, I'm talking to my friend
and
Matt.
I'm very annoyed by your line of questioning.
I'm talking to Matt. I'm trying to help Matt get through this. Okay, you're just angry.
Oh, did that hurt your feelings? Yes. What do you want?
I did not say it like that. I'm having a conversation with Matt. David, would you please cut his mic off? Matt, I apologize.
Hey, Matt, who do you want the Lions to pick on Thursday?
I don't have a preference. I just hope it's a big man on the line. That's pretty much all I care about.
Okay. Which line, defense or offense? They need both.
I'm actually more concerned on the offensive line due to age and injury concern. I don't know if Glasgow's got enough in the tank for another season of high performance. I worry about Ragnow's health, and then I look at Taylor Decker, starting to look like age is catching up to him. So the offensive line is actually my biggest need to start finding the replacements.
I have nothing to say as far as being against that, And I know a lot of people who have pass rush on their brain, rightfully so. But if they would take, let's say, Gray Zabel or the kid from Texas, Banks, I believe is his name, right?
Take a big person. That's all I'm saying. Take a big person, offensive or defensive line.
Yeah.
Kenny, am I allowed to say that, or am I being condescending?
I don't know anymore, Rico. It's hard to tell with you.
This whole exercise
has felt less like a wellness check and more like a rub it in your nose in it type of deal.
How is it a rub it in your nose? My team is picking 11th.
Hold on. I will tell you this, though. While we were behind the glass, you all became friends. Because when you asked the question, Tony asked the question about offensive defensive line, you said yes, he said both. So you all became friends again. You're friends, guys.
Kenny, how am I rubbing it in?
Your team
did better than my team.
Yeah, that's great, Rico. That doesn't help me. That doesn't make me feel better.
You know what, Kenny? This may help you feel better.
When?
I'm just and the true colors come out there, and he's showing his stripes, ladies and gentlemen.
I like the fact that you guys are on the same page, you know, draft wise. So basically, we're going to let Kenny and Rico cook. Let's go to Sean. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Oh, my. What is going on with the feelings, son? Get over your feelings. Any Lions fan knew that once Aleem went down in that Buffalo game, our chances of winning a Super Bowl were out the window.
I agree. You know what, Sean? I said they were not going to win the Super Bowl after that. I didn't think they would lose to Washington, but I thought they wouldn't win the Super Bowl.
Me either. And that's the thing. So we lost the game early. Get over it. I mean, it was the injuries that did it. We got the best damn roster in football coming back. And our general manager is getting ready. Yes, we do. We are getting ready.
The Eagles are better than your roster.
We would have beat the Eagles if we were healthy. So we have the best roster in football coming back, and our general manager is getting ready for a draft that's going to be super exciting. He's going to add to this roster. We were a great football team last year. We got beat up by injuries. We had bad luck. That's it. Otherwise, we'd have won the day. Like Mike Valeni said it all year, we're winning the Super Bowl until the same game.
Yeah, so
Wayne McNeil got hurt, and that was the final straw. We couldn't sustain anymore. Look, am I disappointed we lost to Washington? Of course, we should have still beat Washington, but we one game earlier because the Eagles were going to crush us.
Sean,
with that roster,
I'll ask you the same question I just asked Matt. Who do you want on the pick on Thursday?
I want him to trade up and get his guy, one of his bucket guys. I don't care who it is.
Who's your bucket guy? Who's yours?
I want to let Sean cook.
Sean, go ahead.
I don't have one. This year I don't have one. I don't have a single guy. I would like to see offensive line help.
Okay.
Like the last caller said, I'm very concerned about the offensive line's age moving forward. And I know they'll address that, and I know we'll end up with a tight end at some point, and I know we'll end up with some defensive line help. That's all I know. I don't really have a guy this year. It's kind of a weird draft. I don't have that. Like, I love Bolton back when Kansas City took him. I really wanted him bad. And so I don't see that guy in this draft. So.
Okay. So you just want a big person,
too. Have a great weekend.
It is too.
So awesome to have a good basketball team and an exciting baseball game tonight.
Yes, it is.
Love it.
Absolutely. Where's that hockey team?
Yeah, that's and hockey's my favorite sport, but thankfully for me, I'm a bigger NHL fan than I am a Red Wing fan. I am a Red Wing fan, but I love hockey playoffs, so it's my favorite time of year is coming.
It's going to be great. Go Ottawa.
You proud of yourself, David?
Yes, I am. Kenny's gone.
Are you proud? It's radio. Kenny just threw his headphones out and walked out of the room.
Kenny left.
I don't understand why he got so upset. Like, Lions fans have been AWOL. So my thing was, are you still upset over that game? And he makes it sound like, oh, I'm being Jim Costa up in here. Really? Okay.
97.1 The Ticket.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.